I opened my eyes to the interior of a spaceship and couldn't remember how I'd gotten there. Focus. Breathe. Where are you? Four stainless steel pods stood around me like a futuristic Stonehenge. The space was circular, confined. The lights were too bright, sending spots and flares dancing before my vision. Memories slowly trickled back to me, flashes of blueprints and schematics I'd studied and memorized a long time ago. But they were disjointed, like pieces to a puzzle I'd forgotten how to put together. I was sprawled on the floor, the door to my empty pod hanging open. The metal grate of the floor had left an aching imprint on my cheek. My helmet was lying on its side nearby. I had no memory of taking it off. The habitation module. That's where we were, and those pods held my crewmates in hibernation. The general idea of the why and how of my situation was still there in my mind. It was the details and the most recent memories that were gone. Cautiously, I sat up, tensing my abdominals to force blood into my head so that I wouldn't lose consciousness again. A short wave of dizziness passed, and I felt moderately normal. How long had I been unconscious? I touched my cheek gingerly. The feeling in my fingertips was blunted from the skin-tight suit I wore. The module was silent, but for the air circulation system. At least life support systems seemed intact. No engines burned. I couldn't detect any motion. No windows here to give me a clue as to where we were. I couldn't have been here long. My crewmates were sleeping inside their pods, their vital sign monitors still flashing the steady rhythms of heartbeats. I'd been supposed to wake up first. First into the hibernation pod, first out. The theory had been that I would respond best out of anyone else in the crew to the hibernation, being the youngest and most physically fit. That, at least, I could remember. The most worrisome thing wasn't that I couldn't remember how I'd woken up on the floor. It was that I was on the floor, which meant some kind of gravity was in effect. When I'd gone under, we'd been floating in zero G. There shouldn't be gravity now. Unless, had we arrived? Facts trickled back into my reality. I was on board the first faster-than-light capable ship built by human hands. I'd competed for the honor of being included in this crew. We were here to... I couldn't remember. Something important. Something massive. The enormity was still there, circling the edge of my consciousness, lost in the fog. For a terrifying second, my own name eluded me. Then my lips formed the familiar sounds, muscle memory more than anything else. "My name is Cassandra Gupta," I whispered out loud. "Hello, Cassandra," said a pleasant, disembodied voice. I would have jumped if my body were currently responding to my brain's commands. I'd never heard the voice aloud before, but I'd had it in my head long enough to recognize it. "Sunny," I choked out, and a strange sort of relief flooded me. Sunny may have been little more than a very intelligent computer program in charge of our vital signs and ship trajectory while the human crew was asleep, but at least I wasn't alone on this ship, stranded who knows where in the universe. My voice, when I tried to speak above a whisper, was like something that had been dragged down a gravel driveway until it was an unrecognizable carcass. "Sunny. Water?" A panel retracted on the wall nearby, and I dragged my lower body to it, my legs feeling as though they'd been asleep longer than I had. I reached up with one arm, hands scrabbling up the wall with some difficulty to retrieve the pouch of post-hibernation fluids.